Next item is conditional use 1683 Wayne Baker LLC.
Mr. Johnson, have we done bar pit since you've been here?
No.
No, this is the first one we've heard.
Right.
Since you've been here, and it would be the first one for Mr. Burton. It might be the first one for Mr. Smith.
The swing pit.
That's right, yeah, the swing pit. Okay.
I'll suggest that I don't know which way you're going to go on this one. Ultimately, if you're going to make a motion, but over the years, there's some specific requirements in the code, and the Planning and Zoning Commission's sort of adopted some conditions that have been fairly standard. I don't know if you're going to make a motion to recommend approval or denial, but you might want to, either way, take a deferral just so you can familiarize yourself with those.
Mr. Johnson, I would agree with our counsel for the additional reason that bar pits are a big deal, and we need to go slow. We need to look at everything. We had a lot of public testimony this evening, and I think the commission needs plenty of time to consider it.
Well, I agree with you, Mr. Chairman. I think there was a lot of excellent public comment that we need to take into consideration. And one of those is on what's considered vegetative buffer. Is it going to be corn stalks or soybean stubs? There's issues that I think that were brought up that affect that and in terms of how we approach and view vegetative buffers.
Since you brought that up, the use of crops for that purpose, it concerns me because that changes. Tree line and so on is stable, permanent, grows in, does what you want a buffer to do. That's just my opinion. But
I'll tell you too, we've had some, and I can't remember. There was one for Ray Lewis that we did, and this has been a couple years ago, I think before any of the three of you were on. And there was all kinds of different buffers that were put on there for wetlands, for neighboring properties. I mean, the county has really been pretty flexible in looking at that and putting conditions on things like that.
If you think it should happen at all, I would want to encourage you to look at that and perhaps confer with Mr. Robertson on this buffer issue.
Oh, absolutely.
We have good examples with the Joseph Pitts and the Horsey Pitts. They're bigger projects, but there's still a lot of conditions of approval replaced on all the pits
right
for years now.
The one thing I have to say that strikes me is makes this a little bit similar to also one we had for Dean Sherman is that the way the statute's worded, if it sounds like perhaps ultimately this is a conservation pond they may be digging, but to get from point A to point B, you got to consider it a borrow pit. Which kicks in all these requirements, reclamation, marking truck entrances, watering down stuff, it's kind of all in what you call it as to how bad it sounds.
Yeah.
And there are excellent 5 and 10 year programs that the applicant could garner income from, just the same as he, I'm guessing from his crops, he could gain income from these 5 and 10 year programs, such as growing trees, which he could perhaps look at as a crop, as well as a buffer possibility.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1683 for Wayne Baker LLC, my motion is for a deferral to give the commission time to further consider these matters.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1683 Wayne Baker LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next